Mr. President, Madam Director General, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it is with a great pleasure that I present you this final report on Committee B. I am doing this on behalf of all officers of our committee, namely Mrs. Chair, Dr. Maria Teresa Valenzuela from Chile, and Vice Chairman, Mr. Zhangli Dukpa from Bhutan, and of course our reporter, Dr. Leo Talalalei Tuitama from Samoa. Mr. President, I will limit my presentation to the description of the main achievement and some highlights of the work of the committee, since we have all been kept fully informed about the progress of work through continuous interactions and through the excellent daily journal. The Committee B concentrated its efforts on financial, audit and staffing matters that resulted in the approval of 12 resolutions and one decision. The work went smoothly and rapidly, in a large part due to the effective reporting of the issues discussed during the meeting of the Program, Budget and Administrative Committee of the Executive Board. The committee worked intensively and efficiently and was able to complete discussion of its assigned agenda items in a good time, including those items transferred from the Committee A in order to advance the work of the Assembly. In all, we were able to achieve the approval of 12 resolutions and one decision, including one resolution on health conditions in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem and in the occupied Syrian Golan, 8 resolutions and one decision on financial staffing matters, including the appointment of the chairperson of the Commission of Audit of the Philippines as external auditor of the World Health Organization, and 3 resolutions on technical and health issues on subjects as worried diverse drinking water, sanitation and health, child injury prevention, and youth and health risk. The discussion in Committee B were very participative, lively and fruitful, and they took place in an ambience of solidarity and understanding. Even on complex technical issues, where divergent views were aired, I was pleased to see the high level of flexibility with which each delegation tried to resolve the issue and come to the common understanding. I would like to mention here an important area of our work over the past days, and which dealt with the item of young and health risks. Up to 30 delegations took the floor in support of this item and highlighted the need to focus on this population age group in all regions to improve global health now and in the future. A resolution was approved after much informal consultation by the delegation, which is yet another testimony of the huge interest and commitment of all to this topic. Mr. President, Madam Director General, distinguished delegates, and members of the VHO staff, it has been an honor and privilege for me to serve as the Vice Chairman of the Committee B. I would like to express once again my appreciation to the degree of compliance and generosity with which the committee worked and considered each other's perspective on certain complex technical and administrative matters. I thank you, Mr. President, for your most able leadership and support in helping making this a productive and successful assembly, especially during this we can call critical time for the VHO. Madam Director General, I would like to extend our warm thanks, and here I am sure I can speak on behalf of everyone in this assembly, for your tremendous dedication and support for our work at this assembly. We wish you the very best for the coming year, which will be crucial for you and for all of us as you adapt to the fast-changing global financial landscape. We are all devoted to the VHO and pledge to stand beside you and give you all our support. Last but not least, let me extend on behalf of all those here and myself our most grateful thanks to the every last person in the Secretariat of VHO, especially to those at the Committee B, whose technical support and professional assistance made all this achievement possible. They have remained faithfully at our disposition throughout these days, working diligently to make sure that the work of the Assembly could be accomplished in the best way possible. As we all leave this beautiful town to go back to our countries and home, I should like to take this opportunity to you, Mr. President, Madam Director General, and all officers and delegates, good health and peace during upcoming year. Until we see each other on the next assembly, let's take with us for one moment a thought from this historical monument that, and I quote, as much as health and prevention costs, it is never health expenditure. It is a health investment in our future and the future of the next generations. And let me finish by saying, as we say in Croatia, Doviđenja. Goodbye and bon voyage. Thank you.